So it says, we see at the top on there, the first citation, right? It says from the Bnei Yisachar. Brings from Medrash. Right? It says, Rav Levi b'shem Rav Zira, Amar Lamed Vav Shos, Shimsha Osa Ora. Right? The Or HaGonus was Meshamish 36 hours. Yud Be Shos Shal Erev Shabbos, Yud Be Shos Shal Leil Shabbos, Yud Be Shos Shal Shabbos. Right? That's the Medrash. And the idea being, he mentions, we recall, the Bnei Yisachar mentions from Pinchas Mikoretz, right? Historic Aldozu, Alpi Masha Shamati, Medaktikim Lahadlik B'Shabbos, Lamed Vav Neiros. There's some people who light 36 Neiros on Shabbos. I don't think, maybe, I don't know if any of us do that, but whatever. Kinir Shabbos, Ora Mea Or HaGonuz, Shishimish Lamed Vav Shos. V'chein Neiros Mitzvah Shal Chanaka, Heim Lamed Vav, Keneged Or HaGonuz. The 36 candles that we light on during Hanukkah are connected those 36 hours that the Or HaGonuz, that initial light that gave a person the ability to be able to see things clearly from one side of the world to the other, from beginning to end, right? That sort of Or, the same sort of Or that's like the Chazal say in the Gemara in Nida, that the child who's inside in utero, right? He sits, what do you call it? He sits folded up in a Neres Dolo called Rosho. Dolo called Rosho Shama. And he sees from one side of the world to the other. He sees everything clearly. So again, so the Lamed Vav Neres of Chanukah are connected to the Lamed Vav hours that the Or HaGonuz was Meshamish in the world. 12 Erev Shabbos, 12 the evening of Shabbos, and 12 Shabbos during the day. So in that, within that context, Chanukah candles. I mean, he says there was a minute some people used to light 36 candles for Shabbos. Every Shabbos, I don't think we're going to do that, but whatever. But there's certainly Chanukah, we call, we light 36 candles. What? Okay. Erev Shabbos. No. The Erev Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, the evening of Shabbos, right, and then the 12 of the day. So Medrash says what he called the famous. What?
Vahi Or, the
only show.
That was not the Or
HaGonuz. Which Or?
Vahi Or.
Vahi Or, yeah.
Yeah, that was not the Or
HaGonuz. Lachor, Mishamesh, what he calls Mishamesh, what he called when Adam was Kayim in the world, Lachor. I mean, he, the truth is, he wasn't all 12 hours. He wasn't functioning. I mean, what he called, but it was when what he called Tushak to Adam. So the Medrash, famous Medrash says, what he calls as follows. Yeah, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Pasak, Kroa, Be'agolius, right? Pasak in the beginning of Bereshit, for Oretz, Haisa, Tov, Vavo, Vakoshech, Alpnei Tahom. So right, when Bereshit was in the beginning of creation, so it says Tov, Bo, Choshech, and Tahom. So the Medrash says, those, what he called those Dalad descriptions are descriptions of the Dalad Malchios that will take the Malchus from Klal Yisrael. Tov is Bavel, and Bo is Paras Umadai, and Choshech is Yavon, and Tahom is Edom. Choshech is Yavon, so says the Medrash, right? V'choshech zeh golus Yavon, sheichshicha einayim shel Yisrael b'gzeroseihem. Right? They were machshich, they darkened the eyes of the Jewish people through the gzeros, right? And they said to them, kistu al keren hashor, you should write on the horn of the ox, right? She'ein lechem chelek b'elokei Yisrael, that you have no chelek in Elokei Yisrael. Have no chelek in Elokei Yisrael. And Tahom, we know, is whatever it is Edom, like the endless abyss. Tahom is an abyss, what we call this endless. That's what we call, that's the goals we're in now. But in any event, the idea of Yavon is that they darkened our eyes, what we call it, and the description the Medrash gives of the way they darkened their eyes, they kiss lachem al keren hashor, right, caught on the keren hashor. The reason it's a keren is the keren is hard, right? When you call it, it's hard. The horn of the ox, she'en lechem chelik v'keli Yisrael, you have no chelik in Elokei Yisrael, you have no chelik in the God of Israel. So, first let's see what you call it. It says that what typifies the gzera of the Yavanim, the gzeras of the Yavanim against the Jewish people, is they say to them, write upon the horn of the ox. We'll see in a second what that means, right? We have to write upon the horn of the ox that you have no portion in the God of Israel. You have no portion in the God of Israel. That's what the Greeks, as it were, are saying to the Jews. That is what encapsulates, that's what encompasses all of the gzeiros they put upon them. The function of the gzeira was to accomplish kis lachem, right upon the horn of the ox, that you have no portion in what he called in the God of Israel. So now, what does that mean? So we'll see. What do you call it? There's the approach of the Maral. I'm going to do the approach of the Maral second, right? I'm not coming to argue with the Maral. I'm just saying another possibility of the way you could understand this. You see, it says an attack from the outside, right? In other words, the Greeks, first of all, they are diametrically opposed, right? They're the opposite of Klal Yisrael's vision, both in terms of what you call beauty and in terms of the way they understand the metzias of the world altogether, and also the way they understand wisdom. The Greek view of beauty, the Greek view of beauty is a harmony, but a harmony between mind and body. Right? Nothing more. No, we're not talking about mind in terms of connection to ruchnius. So mind and body, so that we would call it a healthy body and a well developed mind. Certainly you see that in the scholars even Chazal talk about the Chachme Atuna, the scholars of Athens. And that's the entire Greek culture. That's the culture that fills what we call it, you know, when the world is, we're not even holding by Greek culture most nowadays, really called for most places, really called, but the idea of the development of the mind, the idea of the Olympics, all these things are really called, they all come from Greece. They all come from Greece. That's their version of beauty. The harmony between the mind, right? The mind and the body. The Greek view of existence, of the world's existence, so they believed in what they call kadmus ha'olam. Kadmus ha'olam meaning that the world is not a creation, but rather the world, right, the world is a shadow, right, of the all-powerful being. God forbid, chas v'chalila, right, to believe such a thing. And is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't borei the olam? The world is. Just like He is, the world is. It's like a shadow of what he called of his being. So the world is permanent, right? Just like he's permanent. But not because he wills that it be that way. That's the way it is, right? Now, understand, in that way of the view of the world, so it's not shayach. We say olam chesed yibaneh. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the whole bria is a maisa chesed, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu creates, he gives a metzius to what we call reality, to what we call existence, etc. That's a gift. In their world, there's no gift. It just is. Like he is, it is. Chas v'chalila. Plus, also, in that world, it's not shayach to do tshuva. Okay, you can do tshuva, right? Tshuva, you have to come, right? It's like the Rambam says, you know, in Hilchos Tshuva, that when a person does tshuva, so meir adav yodea talumos, that the one who knows the depths of man, right, is made on the person that he's done tshuva. And then what that accomplishes is like the Mesillas Yesharim says, akiras haratzon kakiras amaseh. You remove your ratzon from the act. It's as though, you're not attached to the act anymore. It's not attached to the act. Now that's only possible if you're talking to the creator, to the borei olam. Not something, not in a system where the world in which you exist exists just as much as he exists. Chas v'chalila, right? It's all kfira. So both in terms of beauty, in terms of Briyas Olam, and like you said, as the way their view of Briyas Olam is not shaykh, that there's any chesed, there's no reason to do chesed, because what chesed? And there's no reason to be able to do tshuva either, because you can't undo it. But it is. You're living in a world which has got as much reality as this all-powerful being, because it's his shadow. God forbid, chas v'chalila, chas v'chalila, right? Yeah? And then it comes to wisdom. Wisdom, right? Understanding. So their understanding, their concept of wisdom, is what you see, you understand, and what you don't see doesn't exist. Or like the Frenchie many years later said, I think, therefore I am. Right? I think, and that's what he called, that gives me a tzius. But just back to the Greeks themselves. If you understand it, like the Ramban says about what we call Aristo, about Aristotle, he calls him a Russia. He says that he was kofar in anything he didn't see with his eyes. Right? So we've got two different world views. What he called theirs, what he called the world of Sheker, both in terms of what we call Yofi, both in terms of the world's existence, also in terms of Bechlal, their Yachas to Chachma, right? Chachma Yevonis, right? Chachma Yevonis, right? That's all, as far as I can know, that's all there is. That all it is the experimental method, what he called the scientific approach. You see it, it's there. If you don't see it, forget about it. So now, record all the parshios of Hanukkah, or the old parshios of Bereishis, or what he called during Hanukkah always has to do with Yosef. Miketz is always by Yosef, right? Could be something about Yigash also, etc. We're holding Vayeshev now, right? But the idea of Yosef, it says Bechor Shoro Hador Lo Vekar Neiraim Karnav, right? Right? In the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Yosef in Parshas Vezos HaBracha, he calls him B'chor Shoro Hador Lo. He is what he called, he's the Karner Im Karnav. Right? He's a powerful, exquisite, like a shore, like an ox. Majestic, powerful, right, etc. So Yosef is always called the shore, right? Right? So in Yosef, you find the lessons that are the opposite of what the Greeks want to say. Mitzad echad, Rachel, Yosef's mother. So the pasuk says, "Ve'enei Leah Rakos, ve'Rachel haisi yefas toar v'yefas mare." About Rachel, it says she was yefas toar v'yefas mare. So Rashi says that's in Parshas, what he called Parshas Vayetze. When Yaakov arrives in Haran, right? In Haran. He arrives there and he sees Rachel, and the pasuk says she's Yifas Toar, Yifas Mar'eh. So Rashi says on that pasuk, Yifas Toar, Tzuras Apartzuf. She's a beautiful face, right? And Yifas Mar'eh, what's that? Who's Ziv Klaster. Ziv Klaster. She had Ziv. Ziv, says Ramchal, is the glowing of a person's internal system upon his face. Right? That's why a face is called Panim, because it's the gateway to the Pnim. It's the gateway to the inside. The gateway to the inside. It's called Panim. A person's face is called Panim, because it's the gateway to the Pnim, to the inside. So the Ziv, right? The Ziv that appears on a person, what is that Ziv? So the Ramchal explains the idea of the Ziv is the person's Ruchni world, right? Becomes apparent on his physical face. So that's Rachel. Rachel is really called Yefas Tor V'Yefas Mare. And Yosef, here in our parsha, what we read today, in Vayeshev, it says Yosef, Vayhi Yosef, at the end, what do you call the end of the line here, Vayhi Yosef, Yefei Toar, Yefei Mare. He had the same midah as his mother had, right? He was exquisite to look at, but not just that. He had the Ziv HaPanim. The Ziv HaPanim, he had his ruchnius was manifest on his, what do you call it, on his Gashmi face. So Yosef mitzad echad, he stands diametrically opposed, right? Because what are we talking about here? We're not talking about a harmony between just mind and body that the Greeks are talking about. We're talking about what you call a harmony between the ruach, between the spirit, between the ruchnius in the person and his physicality. He's the exact opposite of that. We'll see what you call in a bit. Lamaisa Chazal say that everything that happened to Yosef happened to Tzion, right? Everything that happened to Yosef happened to Tzion. Tzion, right, is Gematria Yosef. Tzion is Gematria Yosef. It's the same what you call same numerical value. Tzion Yosef, and Tzion is also called, right, Michlal Yofi, right? We say in Shir Shal Yom that Tzion is Michlal Yofi. It's the essence of Yofi. Why? Because the Chazal say about Tzion, right, about Yerushalayim, about the Beis Hamikdash, it's the Mokum de Nashke Shemayim Aretz, where the pleasant place where the heavens, right, the Shemayim and the Aretz are Minashek, the kiss. That's what he calls. That's Tzion. So Tzion and Yosef, right, are the attachment of the world of Ruchnius, right, the harmony between the world of Ruchnius and the world of Gashmius, not the harmony between just mind and body like the Greeks. In terms of emuna, right? In terms of emuna, so by the Greeks there is no emuna because the world just is. Right? The creator has not, he's not running, what he called, the world just is. It exists like what he called, like he exists. But by the Yosef, Yosef is known as the Yosef HaTzadik, right? So the Pasuk says in Habakkuk, V'tzadik be'emunoso yichya. Right? So he is, what he called, he's the antithesis, right? He's the opposite. He's the opposite of what he called of the Greeks, both in terms of their tfisa of Yofi and also their tfisa of what he called of emuna, of emuna. And not only that, but also in Chochmah. You think about it, in Chochmah, right? The Greeks are always talking about what, if you understand it, so then you know it. If you can see it, you can experiment with it, you can test it, so then you would call, then you have the knowledge. Otherwise, if you don't see it, there's no point in involving yourself with it. There's no point in trying to understand it, because what you don't see is not there, as far as you're concerned. But what he called, but Yosef, in terms of all the, every time that he has the opportunity to express his wisdom, right? In this week's Parsha, with regard to what he called to the Shtar Hamashkim and the Sara Ofim, with next week's part, what he called next week's Parsha in Nikkei with Paro, it's always Lelokim Pisonim. Always Hashem is the answers, right? Right? Biladai Elokim Ya'ne'eshlom Paro. God is going to give you answers. Wisdom doesn't come with me. Wisdom is a gift. Wisdom is a gift from above. Wisdom is not from within me. Like we say every day when we daven, Ata choni la'odam das, melamed la'enosh bina. So Medrash says the first time that bracha was said, of course we know the Anshei Knesset, the Gedola, made the Nusach HaBracha, right? The Nusach that we have. But the Medrash brings down, the Shiboli Aleket brings down a Medrash, right? For each one of the brachas, the first time that it was stated, right? It was stated by the Malachim, in reaction to some maisa that took place with the Kovyachal, the evolution of Klal Yisrael. When Avram was saved from the Kivshana Aish, so the Malachim said, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avram. When Yitzchak came down off the Akeda, the Malachim said, Baruch Mechayim Eisin. When Yaakov was Mekadashim Shemaim in the Mokka Mikdash, they said, Baruch Atah Hashem Akel HaKadosh. And when Gavriel taught Yosef all the languages they need, that's not a normal way to learn anything. You can't learn anything even with Berlitz, right? You can't learn what you call that many languages, 70 languages in one night. It's not Shaykh, it's not even one night, it's what you call it, it's in just in a short time. Paro's calling for him, next week's Parsha, he's gotta show up, so how's he gonna learn it? We call it, Gabriel comes and gives him, we call all 70 languages. Why? Because Kosh Baruch Hu is the source of knowledge. Anta chonin lo'odam da'at, samatona. So I'm suggesting that what you call that when the Medrash says that the attack of Yavon on Klal Yisrael is kis lachem al keren hashor, right? They want us to disavow everything that Yosef stands for. Not the world of beauty, not the world of wisdom, not the world of emuna, nothing. Nothing. What do you call it? Forget about it. Forget about it. So that's an attack from the outside. The Maharal, l'havdil u'fayadol, between what I'm suggesting and what the Maharal is saying, right? The Maharal says that kis lachem al keren hashor is like you said. It's a reference to the Egel. It's a reference to the Egel. And this is not an attack from the outside. It's an attack from the inside. It's an attack from the inside. Says the Maharal. I'll explain, right? Right? Recall, when we're talking about an attack from the outside, that means this is what you stand for, and we say it's nothing. Right? That's what we were describing before. You believe in this system of beauty? No. We disagree. You believe in this system of wisdom? No, we disagree. You believe that this is where the world came from? No, we disagree. That's all from the outside, right? We're fighting with you. The way the Maharal understands, Kisul Lachem HaKeren Ashor, it's a reference to the Chet HaEgel. To the Chet HaEgel. Why? Says the Maharal, you see, it says near mitzvah, right in the middle of page one, an attack from within. Right? Look at the Medrash. This is a fascinating Medrash. Like, look at the Medrash beforehand. Medrash says, Yavon Shaisa Ma'amedes V'gzeroseha. See, smack dab in the middle page. It's right underneath the line. It says, an attack from within. V'omeres l'Yisrael kisu lechem, kisu al keren ashor, she'ein lechem chelek le'olam haba. What does that mean? The Greeks still, what do you call, they still don't believe in what we call olam haba. Right? You have no chelek in olam haba. But they're saying, because the idea of what he called this understanding of Kisnochem and Keren Ashor is L'shitaschem. L'shitaschem, according even to where you believe, you Jews. Right? You twisted people, you Jews, what he called, even where you believe, you'll never be able to survive. You'll never be able to make it. Because you can't even live up to your own standards. And that's what the Maharal says, right? So you claim there's something called Olam Abad, which is built from your Olam Hazeh. Right? But you'll never make it, because you can't live up to your own standards. The proof is the Egel Hazav. The Egel Hazav, right, the Egel Hazav, says the Maral in Nir Mitzvah, Al Keren Ashur, She'en Lechem Chelek Ve'elkei Yisrael, Ki Omru Mitzad She'Yisrael, Otsu Es Egel Miyad She'hotzi Osam Mitzrayim, Im Chein Mora She'en Lechem Chas V'Sholem Chelek Ve'elkei Yisrael. As you claim, what do you call it, you believe in a God who's a creator, you believe in, what do you call it, he's the source of wisdom, you believe in different systems of this and that, but you can't live up to it. So it's a waste of time. It's an attack for me, it's causing us to be misyayish, to give up on ourselves. Right? The way I was describing before is, it's an argument. We claim this way, you claim that way. The way the Maharal is saying it, it's a much more dangerous thing. In other words, even what you claim, you can't live up to. You'll never survive. You can't fit the bill of what he called of being such a people.
Right.
It's what he called. It's not shayach. Right. See, we hold tshuva, but there's no tshuva by them. So what he called. So what's the point? You can't live up to it. I want to say in the mahalach of attacking from within, to say that we can't live up to it, so I want to suggest something else. Now, the Maral mentions what he called the idea of chet ha'egel, but there's another chet also. There's the chet of mechiras Yosef. Right? In other words, you can say, kis lechem al keren hashor she'en lechem chelek elokei Yisrael. You talk about that there's ways to live your life vis-a-vis what you call the Creator. Right? That's called ben adam lamakom. Right? But you couldn't live up to it. Look at the chet ha'egel. And you claim that what do you call it to be a people that also has a whole system, right? Called a second set, what do you call it, a second luach, one luach that tells you how to live between you and the Elohim, and another one tells you how to live with supposedly between what you call, between you and what you call the Tselem Elohim, and there's another person. But you can't live up to that either, because you sold your brother. You sold what he called, you sold Yosef. In other words, if you were one people, right, and this system that you, what you call, you believe in, called Torah and Mitzvahs, is meant to connect you to a creator, and meant to connect you to one another, so you failed in both directions. You failed both in terms of the Chet Ha'egel, and you failed in terms of Mechiras Yosef. And the Meshech Chochma says, what he called, in Achrimos, he's medayek. He says that there are two fundamental, and Echrami, there are two fundamental flaws that the Jewish people always need to do tshuva for. Fundamental flaws, one fundamental flaw is the fundamental flaw of the chet bein adam l'makom, which is the chet ha'egel. And then there's the second, what he called, fundamental flaw, which is the chet of what he called of mechiras Yosef. And the Meshech Chochma says that's the nusach that we say on Yom Kippur, right? The nusach we say on Yom Kippur, it says, Kato Solchon Israel, right? He says that's a reference to the Chet Egel, because Baruch Hu, you forgive us, right? We do tshuva, you forgive us for the chet of what he called of Bein Adam LaMakom, that the Roshim is still there, that we need to cleanse that away, that's the Chet Egel. Umachlon the Shiv to Yeshurun, and you forgive the Shvatim who are supposed to be straight, right? That he says the Meshech Chochma, that's a reference to what? To the Chatoim of Bein Olam Chaveru, that the Shoresh of those laws of Chatoim is the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. So this is what he called, this is the fight, what he called, between Lahavdil, between the Koch of Tuma of the Greeks, and what he called, and Klai Yisrael. They say they attack from within, they attack from without. They say even according to what you believe in, you can't manage. And we disagree with L'chadchila anyway. We believe what you call belief. We don't believe in your world of what you call faith. We don't believe in your world what you call wisdom. We don't believe in what you call beauty. Nothing.
They don't believe the same Torah that brought down the tents. They talk about the
truth
too. They selectively.
Right. Svasemis says. Right. The Svasemis says. Record in. He says a lot of places. He says what he called that Chazal were metakein Chanukah lahodos lahalel, lahodos lahalel. He says that we call the two different types of praise, halel and hodah. And he says halel is parallel to Yosef, and hodah is parallel to Yehuda. Yosef is the tzaddik. Halel is a word that's associated to light. Like the Pasuk says in Eov, Behilo Nero Ale Roshi, right? That he's what he called his Nair is like a light upon my head, light upon my head. Hallel is when things are clear. The tzaddik lives in a clear world. The tzaddik, in his world, everything is clear. He's meshabech, the rabbonu shalom, he's what he called. It's all clear, it's clear, it's clear, it's clear, it's clear. It's never unclear to the tzaddik. Hodah is what he called, is, as the Sfasemes says, right? He says, v'yir l'farish ki loshen hodah, while masha hayanir lotov, v'adam modesh hu tov v'chesed. Hodah is a praise that's born out of a mistaken understanding originally, right? And as you might recall, like just like you have the idea in Choshen Mishpat, a person comes and claims you owe me $100. I say no, I would call it. I only owe you $50. He's called modav mikzas. He admits to what he called. So hodah, right? Rahudna speaks about this as well. That the idea of a hodah is a praise of Hashem that's born out of admission. You're right. I was looking at it wrong. You're right. Right? And it's what looked like was terrible before. I see now is what he called is really was necessary. Or my way that I would call it by, that I had before, that I thought was right, I see now is wrong. Yehuda is the quintessential Baal Tshuva. In this week's Parsha, right, he's ready to take out Tamar and burn her, right, to the death, to execute her. And she shows him, you don't understand what's going on here. You're the father of my twin children. Uh-huh. He's Moda. Tzadka mimeni. Tzadka mimeni, right? Tzadka, sure she's right, or tzadka mimeni, like the what he called, like the Medrash says, Baskol came out of Shemayim, mimeni yatsu advar, and the Baruch Shalom says. But other words, what looked to Yehuda, like what he called, like you know, she's not being beseder. In the end, it turns out she was very beseder. She was very beseder, and not only that, that what he thought was right before wasn't so right. And Bechlau, we see as the parshios unfold. Right? We come to Vayigash, right? We come to Vayigash. In 2 weeks' time, Yehuda realizes that what the Rebbe Shalom wants from him, right? After everything was said and done. If you look at the Parshas, they're very Meshunadik, they're very unusual. At the end of Parshas Mikings, when they catch, what do you call it, the brothers with, what do you call it, the Gavia of Yosef, so they say, okay, what do you call it, the one who's got it, he dies, and all the rest of us are slaves, right? And by the time Yehuda has finished, he's suggesting to Yosef, send them all home, and I'll stay here as a slave. When you have no cards in your hand, right? You can't change the, what do you call it? If it's like I say to you, I'm willing to buy your house for $100,000. So you say no. I said okay, fine. So will you sell it to me for $50,000? You look at me, what are you crazy? I just told you no for $100,000. You tell me you'd no for $50,000. You have some nuts and bolts that are loose inside. So how could the brothers, especially Yehuda, first he says the one who's got it, he's going to die, and all the rest will be slaves. And by the time he's finished in Parshas Vayigash, he's coming, he's saying to Yosef, he says, you know what? I'll be a slave. Everybody else will go home. Huh? You got nothing to bargain with. How can you offer less? Elamai, because he understood that's what the Rebbe Shalom wanted from him. It wasn't that he wasn't bargaining with what he had. He was bargaining with what he tried to understand what the Rebbe Shem wanted from him. When he understood what the Rebbe Shem wanted from him, I misunderstood. What Hashem wants from me is to be Moser Nefesh for the brother, right? God, for a brother, just like I would recall, like I said, to sell another brother, he wants to be Moser Nefesh for this brother. That's what he called. That's Hodah. That's Hodah. His most illustrious descendant of Yehuda's descendant is what he called is David HaMelech. Nu'um HaGever Hukam Al, the Pasuk says at the end of Shmuel, Nu'um HaGever Hukam Al Sheh Chazal Shehekim Ulo Shel Tshuva. He raised up the yoke of Tshuva. That's what he called. That's David. That's Yehuda. So Yosef lives in a world of light, clarity, right? No matter what. All good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. And in Yehuda's, what he called Yehuda's life is tumultuous. What he called this way? No, not this way. Now the new, what he called the different way. Tshuva. So right, the pasuk says in Zechariah. Ki darachti li Yehuda keshes. Right, milesi Ephraim, v'orarti banayach Tzion al banayach Yavon. This pasuk, which talks about what he called in Zechariah, talks about overcoming what he called the Yavonim. So Tzadik and others say, you see that in this Pasuk, right, it talks about Yehuda as a keshes. What's a keshes? A keshes is a bow. In a bow, when you pull back on a bow, you're pulling in the wrong direction of where you want the arrow to go. You want the arrow to go there, you're pulling in this direction. That's the world of tshuva. When you let go, The arrow goes much further than it would have gone had you never pulled back in the first place. That's the idea of b'makim shebali tshuva omdim in tzadikim gvurim yicholim la'amod. Right? So that's the world of hodah. That's the world of hodah. So we have to be mischazek, right? In record, in tshuva, in hodah, right? And have belief in ourselves, because the Yevonim would have us believe that we can't fix anything. Not cheta egel, not mechiras Yosef, right? But we know different. We know we can fix everything. We can fix everything. We can do tshuva. And record, and what's clear, we should be mahalal and mahalal and mahalal, as clear it is, as bright it is, right, as bright as the candles will be when we see that orb for the 36 hours, what we call the 36 lichnalach, the 36 candles of what we call of Hanukkah. We bask in that orb. We should be mahalal and mahalal and mahalal, lahodos and lahalal. And one last thing, the thing. Mahalal, I'm what we call on all the clear things that you do see, right? When we look back at what we call certainly what took place then, it gives us the ability, and the things that we recall in our lives also that we recall being halal on, right? We don't give enough halal. We tend to only wake up when things go wrong. Then we say, hey, what's the story? You know, we recall, but we're not halal enough for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu given us. He's given us a ticket to Olam Haba, right? He's given us a ticket to Olam Haba. So we have glitches along the way. Nope. You're going to be moda. You're going to be moda on this. That's what will be hodah. It's also praise. But it's what he calls a tfisa of what he calls of you know, I don't chop originally. Right? Originally it looks like, you know, a catastrophe. But I'm moda, what he calls that it what he calls. Listen, the tzaddikim, they're already mahalel, what he calls, already in the beginning. Right? Even if we didn't have the right approach, so then we do hodah. What you thought was what you call one way is really another way. What you might have thought before was ra is really what you call was really tov. To be moda, to admit.
But thinking that I'm not right for it.
I don't want to get into the Hodah in Shmon Esrei, what you call it, etc. I don't want to get into it, what you call it. It is related. You're right. It's not exactly the same thing, but it is related. Right? Did you say Hodah after you finish, what you call, asking all your bakashas? Right? I'm going to get lost. Just one last thing. I think you'll find it useful. Right. Pasuk says, "Tov ayin ki vorach, ki nasam melachbo yadala." Pasuk in Mishlei, a person with a good eye is blessed because he gave from his bread to the poor. So the recall the Idra Rabbah, recalled in the Zohar, it says that's Yosef. He was mefarnes, he was mechalkel his brothers. A person wants to avoid ayin hara, he should have an ayin tova. He should give. And that's what the minig also, what he called, to give tzedakah, during Hanukkah. It's very important to give tzedakah during Hanukkah. Because it's the time of Yosef. Yosef is equal to Tzion, and Tzion is tzaddik who conquers Yavon. The tzaddik who conquers Yavon, right? Tzion is the tzaddik who conquers Yavon. So anyways, just one last thing here from the Shlosh, such a very fascinating thing. The Shlosh says, that when Yaakov was left alone, he went back for Pachim Ketanim. And he received a blow, right, caught a Pachim Ketanim, or the small vessels. Right? Pei Chof. And when he went back, he fought with the Sarshal Esav, and the Sarshal Esav was able to give him a blow in the Kaf HaYerech. The Kaf HaYerech, in the rounded part of the leg where the Gid HaNosha is. So the Shlosh says, right, that those are the two things that are opposite each other. The kaf and the pach. He received a blow, what he called, in the kaf, which is like the shape of a spoon. This is the rounded part in the leg, what he called, where the giranoshi is. So the kaf also means your hand. Right? And that kaf, in the way kaf is spelt, you see with the letters, that's called, what he called, the kaf is closed. The pay, right, which is long, elongated, the pay is open. Right? The pay is open. So says the, what he called, says the Shla, he says that's the battle, what he called, it's a symbol to the battle of what he called, of the Shat HaShmad, of the Yevanim. Why? Because the Yevanim stand for the Kaf, the hand being closed. No tzedaka. Why should I? Right? And the pay, like Demosthenes, right? We call it in Greece, there was a mila just to be able to speak. Didn't make a difference what the token was, to be a great orator, to be able to speak and speak and speak. We say, siag l'chachma shtika, if you want to become wise, learn how to be quiet. By them, oratory, oratory, oratory. So the kaf is closed, and the pay, right, pay sofit, is open. But what he called Bekla Yisrael is a people of where the pay is closed. Siag l'chach mashtika, and the kaf is open. We call it of tzakos. That's the pach. So the pach overcomes the kaf. Pach overcomes the kaf. We call it during Chanukah. So Be'ezer Hashem, right, we should have belief in ourselves. Right, know we can do tshuva for whatever things we've messed up along the way. And realize that our worldview and their worldview, never the twain shall meet. We should try to, as we see the beautiful light of the Hanukkah licht during Hanukkah, we should try and remember, who we are and what our Kosh Baruch Hu has given us and be thankful for that. With Halal and Hodah, and Be'ez Hashem, Kosh Baruch Hu should do for us and for all of Klai Yisrael, Nisim and Niflos, by Yimim Ha'im, Bazman HaZeh.